Today, we're visiting historic Granville with our guests, Vicki Palamati and Karen Ritchie from the Lovely Fine Tea Room. We'll learn how they're blending Southern charm and tradition to create a truly special experience. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for being here.
So what is the Lovely Fine Tea Room? Sounds very fancy.
Well, it is, I think, a place that we are trying to keep traditional English tea experiences, because today they're getting meshed in with coffee houses and cafes. So it is very something unique, and I'm going to let Karen take that because she's the manager of the tea room, and it's her expertise.
Well, and Vicki, you're the business owner.
I am.
And Karen is the manager of the tea room.
Correct.
And this was kind of, and you've been friends before you were business partners.
Yes.
And so then, you know, this was a way, I feel like this is what I would like to see my best friend and I doing in 10 to 15 years is running things together. Right. I think this is
I hope you get to do everyone's dream
in yes, life. So go ahead, Karen. Tell us more about the tea room.
Well, I've always loved English afternoon tea. I enjoy the beauty of it and also the food. I love scones and soups and sandwiches and fruit and desserts. And you just make it. It's just a very special time, and it's not rushed. You come in and you sit down at your table, and everything is served on beautiful china, and you get your teapot with your choice of tea, and we do a little bit of training. Sometimes people are like, I've never been to a tea room. You know, I've never experienced this. So we tell them a little bit about, you know, what it's like and how it started, and it's just a really special place, special time.
What do you, we'll go to what your vision was in a second, but what kind of clients do you see coming in here? Is it, I mean, I'm picturing mothers and daughters a lot, or girlfriends, but it, was that kind of the intention, and is that what you find?
Well, being in a tourist town, you have to be prepared. You know, people walk in. And
they have no idea what
they have no idea, you know. And so we, I always kind of joke, we have served the Red Hat ladies. We've served Girl Scout troops. And we've served men in coveralls.
I love
with
that.
With a mug.
Yes.
You know, if their hand just feels too big for that teacup, we're prepared. We have a mug.
I love it.
Yeah. So, and then the gentleman just said to us, I just like eating. Yeah. So, you know, it again, you got to be prepared for tourists if they walk in.
So what was the, Vicki, did you start this first and then bring Karen on board?
Not really. Really how it came to be, moved to Granville about 4 years ago, my husband and I. Some events happened that changed our course of retirement. We moved further out. It was a larger home, had a barn, beautiful fence. But he had passed. And then I just realized my story is I was just out there by myself. And I wanted to be honestly of use to the Lord. And so it was a surrender, and I give that my testimony because the little house came up for sale in Granville. And I took Karen to see it, and she didn't see it. She just didn't see it. It's a small home. It had one bedroom, one bath. I knew I was going to add a bedroom and a bath to it. And it had the capability of basically taking a building, bridging it over to the house. And that's what we did. Where the tea room is right now was a huge tree and gravel. And so I bridged it over. And I had the true intention of just having a gift shop. And it was just one day, it was just so clear to me. It was like, do a tea room. And I know nothing about tea. But my good friend does.
Yeah.
So I said, Karen, you said you've always wanted to do have a tea room. And you know, she's still that vision. I think her vision of a tea room was in a nice Southern antebellum home with a lot of rooms. But we had one little big room, so to speak. And so it just evolved from that.
So the tea room itself, where you're running the business, did not exist on the property.
No, ma'am.
So you just thought, this could be my home. Mm-hmm. I could live on this property, but mm-hmm. I could see myself making a form of income.
Right.
And was that, so this is after your husband passed, doing construction, putting together, you sound like a Southern lady.
Oh, yes.
That seems like a little, you know, not your stereotypical Southern lady to be, you know, get a building built together after your husband passed.
Well, it was in the process of our building, and after, once we moved in, we had a lot of shoulda, coulda, mm-hmm. woulda, mm-hmm. didn't, can't, wanna, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that still exists in some ways. But, you know, looking back through it all, we have been so blessed with the construction and with mm-hmm. the people that have walked through our door.
Yes.
It's
mm-hmm.
amazing. And I just say, and I use that word blessed, because Karen,
that's
and I
the only way that things work out the way they
absolutely,
do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. And so with Karen and I, our faith is the same. So it's a matter of we depend on the Lord to send us a lot of good things.
Mm-hmm. So Karen, she pulls you over this property and says,
we were literally standing looking at the house that she was, you know, contemplating buying, right. mm-hmm. you know. And see, I've seen her previous homes,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, Vicky,
and the previous homes were probably what you could have had a tea room at more
yes,
likely.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I said, Vicky, are you sure? And she said, well, now, look, right here, she said, how about if we build a tea room? I'm thinking about adding this building. Would you want to do a tea room with me? And I said, absolutely. And so we talked about how, you know, the little garage that was there, the little, yeah, and was going to be the gift shop. And then this, and it just, that day, we were like, okay, we're going to do this.
Did either of you have entrepreneurial experience? Had you run businesses before? Had you?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My career, I guess you would say, was in banking. I retired 3 times. So when I retired from banking, I did have a little shop in Nashville, retail shop. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like once it gets in your blood, you just kind of want
to
keep doing it.
It's hard to
let
it
go.
Yeah.
Type thing. And then Karen, her and her husband have had businesses. So, you know, that wasn't foreign to us at all. I think probably the challenge was, neither she or I had restaurant experience.
I was going to say, that food is, you know, totally having different. A health inspector
yes.
come through.
Yes.
That's not the same as a retail space.
No, ma'am.
Exactly.
No, ma'am.
Was there a part through the process that you thought, I've bitten off more than I can chew?
Mm-hmm.
Karen is saying yes. Well, Vicky is saying,
well, I will say this, how it came to be. She mentioned earlier that there was a little building already on the property, and I kind of bridged the two together. Well, that was a livable space. It had a little kitchen, restroom, and then an entrance. And the kitchen is still the kitchen, but I had to commercialize it, basically.
Yeah.
And I remember telling her and showing it to her, and I said, Karen, I could see fear in her. Boy, she was looking around, standing in one spot, and it was like, Vicky, I just don't know. I just don't know. And I said, Karen, think of it this way. It's like a food truck. And she immediately came back, and she said, food trucks are bigger than this. But we made it work.
But we did.
Yeah, we did.
So are you living on the property as well?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So you bought this whole thing.
Yes.
You moved into town.
Yes.
You're around people.
Yes.
I can imagine, you know, after you have a huge loss like that, kind of figuring out your footing, figuring out not allowing yourself to fall into a dark place, you kind of have to take control over that sometimes, especially when you've planned your whole life. You weren't looking at planning being a single woman at, where you're at in life. And
yeah, and it was just a matter of, I think for me, and I speak only for me, it was a surrender. And I think once I surrendered to where I was supposed to be, and I was willing to go anywhere. I knew the house would be up for sale. I was willing to go anywhere. but I wanted to be of use to the Lord in some way. And how else or better than to be able to greet people and kind of give your story.
What was the thought of staying in Granville?
I just loved it. My husband and I fell in love with it. In fact, in 2016, we found Granville. I know he had been through it before, but
most people find Granville.
You're right. But we went for a Christmas festival mm-hmm. type thing. And I remember telling him when we left town, going back towards Mount Juliet, not far after, past Wildwood, actually, I just looked at him and I said, I think I could live here. And little did I know. Mm-hmm. Little did I even know. And then we weren't retired, either of us. And so as time went on and retirement did come, he retired before I did, we started looking. And our intent was really to just kind of keep one foot in Mount Juliet because we have children that direction. And then maybe just a smaller home to go to, mm-hmm. you know.
Your vacation home.
But it was in that crazy real estate time. And you've always heard, you know, you would find a place and it would be, I called it, snatched right out from under us.
Yeah.
And it was a matter of you better make a decision. And so the house got bigger, the land got bigger, and so those little bitty spots went away real quick. So Granville was it, and I guess you could say truly it was about the fishing.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it was probably, you know, God's plan that you were
Absolutely.
Out there and that
Absolutely.
You established yourself before you even had the opportunity to start a business.
It was. It was comical, I will tell you this, about my husband. And it was truly about the fishing. He got the boat, parked it at Wild, you know, the whole atmosphere was all about fishing. And in Granville, I wanted to volunteer in town because that's Granville, to me, is one of the places that is
very
getting
unique.
Very unique in that way. There's just a little under 200 volunteers, and that's what's making Granville Granville.
We're going to have people wait to hear about your volunteer
okay.
experience. Right. More to come with Vicki and Karen from the lovely Find Tea Room. Welcome back. I am here with Vicki and Karen from the lovely Find Tea Room in Granville, Tennessee. And we were just hearing about Vicki starting to volunteer in Granville. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of opportunities for ways to contribute to a smaller community like that.
Yes. Actually, there's probably in Granville, as you come in, there are limited hours to Granville, Wednesday through Saturday. Some of that has to do because it's run by volunteers, mm-hmm. not just in Granville. They come from Cookeville, mm-hmm. Crossville, Murfreesboro, Nashville, Gallatin, and beyond, even out of state, give us like 4 hours a month.
Wow.
And so it's a community of volunteers, even though they don't live there. They come for festivities. They come for dinners. It's just a wonderful community in that way.
Absolutely. And so what did you get involved with volunteering first?
Well, I signed my husband and I up, and that wasn't his intention.
He said, this takes away my fishing time.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. In fact, so I told him, I said, oh, it's just four hours a month, you know, type situation. So we go the first month. So we do our volunteering, and then the next month, just maybe 2-3 weeks later, he says to me, well, when do we volunteer again? So he was hooked at
yeah.
that point.
And he was very good at it.
He was. He enjoyed every bit of it.
And what kind of volunteering, what were you doing with your volunteer hours?
Well, I was assigned at that point, which was perfect for me and perfect for him. I'm in the Sutton Homestead. Mm-hmm. So I do the homestead, and he's in Pioneer Village, which you come out the back of the home, you're in Pioneer Village. And so it's a lot of pioneer type equipment, farming equipment. He was raised on a farm, so he was just in his element.
Equipment from 100 years ago.
Mm. Yes.
And how you literally are like you're stepping back in time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he just loved it. He couldn't wait. So, yes, Granville is, as I said, a community of volunteers. And to stay in Granville, I want to continue to be able to experience that.
Yeah. So, Karen, at the Tea Room, what exactly can you find, you know, what could people expect to experience when making a reservation, coming and, you know, having lunch or mm-hmm. tea? I assume mm-hmm. people eat food most of the time when they're there.
Oh, absolutely. When we make a reservation for you, It is for the, we call it the lovely tea experience. So when you come in, Vicki will show you to your table, and then I will, or we have a couple of just wonderful gals that work with us too, will come to the table, and you will give us your choice of hot teas. Our hot teas come from Oregon. They're hand-blended. They're delicious. You can't buy them at Kroger or Publix or Walmart. Mm-hmm. So just the tea itself is wonderful. And so you will get your own pot of hot tea. It'll come in a beautiful china pot. And then you have a choice of your soups. We usually have a couple of different types of soups. Then you will have your choice of some sandwiches. And then, and this is brought out on a three-tier tray, just like you, if you were in England or Scotland or, you know, wherever they serve high tea or afternoon tea. And then you would have a the sandwiches, the fruits, and then different types of desserts. Mm. And we try to change the menu about every couple of weeks. We are very blessed that we have a lot of repeat customers now, ladies that come and they bring their friends or their Bible study group or, you know, families. We have bridal teas. We've had showers, baby, you know, we just had a gal in this past week who is about to have her first baby. Mm. And it was just wonderful. It was lovely.
What's the capacity? You mentioned it's a smaller area than you were hoping to. But what's the capacity of the whole place?
We can host up to 18 at a time. Mm-hmm.
Code keeps us at 16, health code. And so, but if someone said we had 20, we just don't want to take advantage of that, you know, because there are times actually when you book this, I may have 18 in there, but 4 may be leaving in 15 minutes or something like that.
Yeah. So. And does everybody always need reservations?
Absolutely. We do encourage that because obviously you have to travel to us. And being in a tourist town, if someone were to walk in, I want to be able to take them if there's an empty table for them. So,
but reservations come first.
Absolutely. So please, we encourage it by all means.
Yeah.
Because, again, you've got to travel.
Well, and I'm guessing, you know, you guys mentioned that you're both have been in business, but food was a totally different
beast.
And I'm guessing having an idea of whether you're booked up on a Saturday or you have two people reserve a table, that can help you kind of plan food a little bit as well.
Yes. It's very important.
Very important.
For us to know that.
Mm-hmm. Karen, are you the one that's creating the menu and kind of creating the recipes and whatnot? Has that been a fun addition to things or is that stressful?
And you know what? I honestly pray about it. And I just, you know, I'll just be inspired. It's like I won't even know, like next week. I couldn't tell you next week what we're going to serve because it's I sometimes really don't know until, you know, the night before or something. But it's been a lot of fun.
Has cooking and baking been a part of your life, your whole
very
life?
Much so. I've cooked for friends and family my whole life. I was raised by a mother that could cook. And I had both of my grandmothers were, I always say, they were Paula Deen before Paula Deen was Paula Deen.
Yeah,
know? They were just amazing cooks. And I loved to be in the kitchen with them. And I learned so much from them. And so when Vicki asked me to do this, I said, Vic, I've never cooked for, you know, anybody before other than just my friends and family. Mm-hmm. And so she said, well, just do that. And I decided, that's exactly what I'm
just make it on a bigger scale.
That's
double
it.
That recipe.
That's exactly right.
We joke about it because she's had 100 people in her home. I've had 100 people in my home, you know, and you just cook and enjoy. We looked at one another and said, but nobody's ever paid for it, you know. That's a different matter.
That's different.
Well, and I was going to, so, you know, the hosting of 100 people that you've cooked for yourself, that tradition or that way is going by the wayside a lot more.
Yes.
My generation, I've maybe cooked for 20 people before. Mm-hmm. And at this point in my life with, you know, teenage children and a full-time job and all that stuff, I'd probably hire and cater it out at this point.
Sure. Right.
So even you know, you're kind of bringing some of those traditions back by having a tea room.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you been surprised at people's reception of, because most people, I'm in my 40s, have never had a proper high tea.
Right.
And so are people very excited and, yes. and to learn mm-hmm. and to understand what's going on? Has mm-hmm. that been, did you expect people to have that reception, or did you expect people to think, well, I'm just here to eat because I just want.
Oh. I did, but I don't think she did. I'm not right. sure she right. really.
When we started to, during construction, she says, I'm going to take you to
I'm
a tea
take
room.
You to some tea mm-hmm. rooms.
So we would go, and she said, no, this is not right. They're not doing this. You know, so I'm. She said, don't go by that one.
She's telling the businesses how to run their businesses.
So, you know, that's what I love about Karen. It's her heart. It's her passion. And it's wonderful when children, example, when children come in, they act different. Now, I do have a five-year-old age limit mm-hmm. on it for liability purposes. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to watch because they automatically act differently. Mm-hmm. And when you stop and think about it, there's no loud music. There's no TVs on the wall. Mm-hmm. And they just want to do what everybody else is doing. And, of course, we offer a child's menu up to 10 years old, mm-hmm. I think it is. And at that point, they don't really sometimes want that. They want the cup of soup. They want the scone. They want just like an adult.
They
want
to be in it.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back with Karen and Vicki. Thanks for sticking with us. I am Tiffany Anton, and I have Vicki and Karen from the Lovely Fine Tea Room in Granville, Tennessee, in this morning. So a tea room in Granville, tourist destination, but also now you're getting some regulars, that people that just want to come out there and experience, mm-hmm. you know, what you have. It's probably a way to kind of unplug. That's what I love yes. about Granville in general.
Right.
The cell phones don't really work very well in Granville, and I kind of love that. Uh-huh. I love the fact that it's really hard to get a signal, so which is great at a place like that, where you said there's yeah. less distractions. It's you're bridging generations. You're right. bridging, mm-hmm. you know, grandmothers and daughters and you know. Grandchildren, and so it's just an experience instead of just a place to go eat.
Yes.
Right? Which was your intention of kind of starting this place.
Yes.
So, Vicki, tell me a little bit about the gift shop. So your intention kind of at first was just a gift shop.
Right.
And so that's still part of what you have going on there.
We do. Again, it's small. My intention has kind of evolved and changed as we opened. I intended to have more. I love to dig in dirt. I didn't grow up. I love to dig in dirt. And so I intended to have more of a garden shop.
Mm-hmm.
But
that
again,
doesn't fit with a tea room, I feel like.
Correct. And also the tourism part of mm-hmm. it. And so it's kind of changed, no doubt. But we have small gifts. Of course, now we sell our teas, and we have the
jewelry
and mm-hmm. All the mm-hmm. infusions, I can't say it, and
tea spoons, trap candles. If anyone is familiar with trap,
right.
they're wonderful.
Yeah, and then we just do a lot of small gift items.
I feel like you need little girl lace gloves.
Yes.
That's what I keep picturing.
Picture
is that. Can you imagine,
okay.
you know, you're 6 years old and your grandma's taking you out for tea
yes.
and she picks you up these like
little
you know,
gloves.
Yeah. That's
lace
a good
gloves.
Idea.
That would
like
just
that.
Be yeah. amazing. Mm-hmm. I remember one Easter I got, almost like a sun hat mm-hmm. and it had a flower mm-hmm. on it. It was just, you know, I'd never wear that now,
yeah.
but it,
yeah.
at the time it was so, so you know, yeah, it yeah. just felt so good.
And I have some home decor. Mm-hmm. It's always tell people, you know, especially if there's not many in the tea room, because it's got items for sale along the wall and on the wall. So I always tell them everything's for sale, but the tables, chairs, and china.
There you go. Okay.
So what you see.
I wondered if teapots were part of what was
you know,
for sale.
Our intention was hopefully one day to get there, but we have in our hunt for all of our dishes, our china and our teapots, we don't have enough inventory
yeah.
to resell. We had these two little teapots that we served to children, And they're of the, what, Arista cats? Isn't that?
Yeah.
They're too little.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I could have sold them 500 times.
I'm sure.
You know?
I'm just, sure. Well, and they're so unique. I mean, there are many teapots out there that are unique. I've had family members that have collected teapots.
Right.
So we're about to hit the holiday. Well, we're in the middle of the holiday season now.
Yeah.
And so... what do you have holiday themed teapots? Speaking of teapots,
we will.
We do.
Yes.
We will.
And yes, in fact, we're looking at things right now, and we need to have it all prepared and ready to go next Thursday.
So December
turns.
It turns over
Christmas.
To Christmas.
Okay. Okay.
In Granville and us, we're with them.
Yes.
As far as that
and
goes.
And you have Mrs. Claus coming.
And we do.
So
we
and Mrs. what are the Claus. Dates that Mrs. Claus will be with you?
She will be there December 4th. Okay. And then she will be there December the 11th, 12th, and 13th.
And so people can make reservations,
Yes.
if they want to have tea. And it's just Mrs. Claus.
It's just Mrs. Claus.
Which there may be a couple of little elves.
Elves that come
little
in.
Granddaughter too. Elves.
I
that
love
might
that.
Be in to help.
How often do you have events often for specific things, or is it typically just a Christmas thing?
Well, right now it's holiday, Christmas, yes. Mm-hmm. Now we plan to do Valentine's. We'll do something special for Valentine's. And then, of course, the town itself does seven festivals a year.
And so,
you're right.
And are you leaving into all seven, leading into all seven of those festivals that you'll do?
Well, we try. We learned this year kind of basically what works for us, you know. So we will do something different, but we don't know. We just kind of have to take it festival by festival, so to speak.
Well, and how has it been trying to, with, you know, a capacity of 18 people, it's not like you want to, you know, really go all out and market huge.
Right.
And, you know, you kind of need to keep it the right size. How is kind of finding that balance of not getting too overwhelmed, but having enough, you know, revenue coming in that you keep the doors open? How's that been for you?
Not good.
It's a tough
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
Not good.
She's better at it than she thinks. She does a good job.
Well, like I say, we've learned what does work because, of course, when you come to a festival, you think of food trucks, you think of food everywhere, so to speak. So, and being at the end of the line, so to speak, in town, it's a lot has happened before they get to us. So we just, I think our last festival, which was in October, I think we learned on that one, just do what we do.
Yeah.
And just
not
kinda,
try to be something you're not.
Yeah,
right.
Well, and I think it's interesting. You mentioned food trucks and people, you know, tourists coming in. We live in a time where people expect to be able to eat so that they can barely walk out the door. They're so stuffed. They're so, you know, oh, man. But that's not what tea time is about.
It's not. However, I will tell you, one of my biggest complaints when I would go to tea rooms is I would come out and be, I need something to eat.
Where's my real meal?
Because I was so, you know, that just wasn't enough. So when we decided to do this, I said, Vicki, I want to do this, but I want people to be served delicious food made from scratch and enough. And I will tell you, most people leave with a box. Yes. Yes. Most people get to the top tier and they can't do it. So they take
the desserts
their desserts
have to
home.
Go home with them. Yeah.
And I will tell you, our scones are made fresh and baked fresh that morning. And we have been told, I'm going to just toot our horn just a little
go
bit.
Toot it, go girl.
That people that have had scones all over the world have said, these are the best scones I've ever had.
And where does this, where's your secret recipe from,
Well, I will be honest. I've taken from here and here and here. I really took a lot of time to develop my scone recipes, and people ask me for the recipe all the time, and she will not let me give it out.
Which I think is great. I think that that's
where the good cop bad cop in that situation.
So, but we do a version of clotted cream. A lot of people, you say clotted cream, and they go, ooh, you know, it does. It just doesn't conjure up a, you know,
something good.
So we call ours Chantilly cream, and it's a lot. People love it, and so our scone and Chantilly cream is just a great beginning. But it's a lot. The scone is a good size. A lot of ladies will eat half of it and say, "Can I take the other half home. Mm-hmm. And so,
why don't you tell them what our menu is? Example. This
just
week.
Kind of okay,
yeah.
What
so
we've
yeah,
done.
What kind of? Yeah. I'm getting real hungry.
Okay.
Here,
but, okay. Well, let's see here.
Yeah. What was
so
your
for
most
example,
recent scone that
we have? A pumpkin scone, mm-hmm. and it will have a glaze, a delicious glaze on it, with a vanilla cream cheese chantilly cream. We will have a cheesy potato soup or a taco chili. We have a mandarin orange, pineapple, and pecan chicken salad on croissant, mm-hmm. and then a choice of an egg salad or cucumber with herbed cream cheese on sourdough. We have a grape and blueberry parfait. And then we have some delicious desserts. So,
fantastic.
That's what you would get. And then our hot teas, just as an example, our choices this coming week, we're featuring a pecan praline, a brunch in Paris, a cozy caramel chai, and a creme brulee Earl Grey.
These are teas?
These are teas.
That sounds amazing. I'm ready to get in my car and drive up there right now.
Last week's scone, what was it, maple?
It was maple pecan uh-huh. mm-hmm, yeah, with a cinnamon chantilly cream.
Is this the plan for the lovely fine tea room? Do you think refine this, perfect this, and stay with what you're doing? Or do you think you would expand? Do you think you'd open another location? Do you think you'd start selling scones, you know?
Well, we've had people ask if we sell our scones. We're just not at a place that we can. It took us a while to get to a place to sell our teas. And I guess for someone that's not watching us, that's hard to understand. But I don't have a lot of storage. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we can order ahead stock, mm-hmm. you know. So that's the downsides of doing what I did in my home.
Well, I think, too, you said, you know, Vicki, you mentioned you've retired three times in your life.
Right.
I think that there's something to be said for your fourth career path of just being easy.
Yes.
Of being fun.
Yes. I think
of
I'm there.
You know.
And it being what we can handle.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yes. Yeah. That's and being something that you enjoy. You get to be friends working on a business together.
Right. Yes.
You know, still making income, but not wanting to pull your hair out every day.
Right.
So how can people, if they want to book a reservation, how can people book a seat at the Lovely Fine Tea Room?
Just call me.
Okay.
Our number is 931-653-4761. If you might get a recording, that's okay. I'll call you back. The tea room is open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 11 o'clock, last serving 2 o'clock. And then the little gift shop is open on Wednesdays. I'm there mm-hmm. no matter what. I live there, you know, remember?
Yeah.
So I'm there. So
but,
we can
But
answer.
You're not opening it up on Tuesdays or Mondays
or
Sundays.
Well,
not unless somebody has something specific they want to buy. And they have said, can I come on Monday and pick it up?
She's out there gardening on a Monday and they say, Miss Vicki.
And that's the thing about a tourist town. People, you know, it's small. You see, they walk. So they'll see something over there. And I say, well, if you want to, you know, I'm not going to refuse it. So
well, Karen, you got to bad cop her on that.
Right.
She needs to do that.
So is there a way, is there a website or a way that people can see pictures?
We do have a website.
And what's the website?
It is the Lovely Fine Tea Room and Gifts.
Okay. .com.
.com.
Mm-hmm. The Lovely Fine Tea Room and Gifts.com. Check
and
that
Facebook.
Out.
We're on social media.
Okay. And I'm sure that people can find some pictures and kind of see what's going on. I encourage everybody and go make an appointment to see Mrs. Claus.
Yes. And you can just Google Tea Room in Granville. We show up.
And you're there.
And I do want to mention this. I knew nothing about this. Karen, all credit to her. There is a website called Destination Tea. It's nationwide. All you have to do is type in the state you're in, and it will tell you all tea rooms, and we're on that.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Best
thank
of luck
for
you, ladies.
Us.
Enjoy the holiday season.
Been delightful.
All right.